too much longer.
No.
Kebab blog. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Gabrielle.
Can you just tell me where you're from and maybe how old you are?
Sure. I'm from Sydney, Australia, and I'm 32 years old.
And we're in Iran.
Indeed we are.
And you've eaten a few kebabs, I believe, in the past 12 days or so.
Yes. Yes, indeed. maybe even too many.
Is that possible?
Well... Well, it's certainly more frequent than when I'm at home.
But tell us about what's the best kebab you've eaten in Iran.
In Iran, I have to say, I don't know if this makes me sound like a bit of a cuisine heathen, but the best kebab I've had was a kebab off the street in Tehran on the very first day. We've had a lot of kebabs in restaurants and whatnot during the tour, but... that street kebab for me, it still stands out.
What kind of meat was it?
It was lamb, but it was sort of mixed up with onions and I think there might have been capsicum as well. And yeah, it was just all grilled and mixed up on the street, and as people ordered it, they were just putting in a bit of bread and dish it out.
So can you describe what kind of... was it meat on a doner that you... Or was it on
it was,
a...
It was on a doner, but they would slice bits of it up, and when it fell to the bottom, they would mix it up with the vegetables and grill it.
So at the bottom of the doner was a grill?
Yes.
And so they'd cut the meat off and then grill it with the onions and capsicum to order?
That's right, yes.
And what kind of bread was it served in?
It was... It was actually a Western-style bread, actually. We've had a lot of flatbreads whilst we've been here, and we've had a lot of rice with restaurant kebabs, but the street kebab, I guess, for ease of holding, perhaps, it was sort of in a longer... Yeah, it was more Western.
Like a hot dog bun or a
kebab? Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. That's right.
A baguette?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Mm. And did it have any sauce?
I didn't ask for sauce.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if the locals have it with another sauce, but I just had it plain. It was delicious enough with the onions and whatnot. So.
Okay, yeah. So if you had to give it out of 5 chilies, how many chilies would you give it?
Oh, jeez. As in spiciness, well, or just
no,
overall?
No, just say 5-star rating. So
yes,
I've got this rating system where I say, okay, like 1 chili for the... For the meat,
right.
Or the protein.
Right.
1 chili for the other filling.
Right.
1 chili for the bread.
Mm-hmm.
1 chili for the sauce, and 1 for the wow factor.
Oh, okay. well, in that case, I would probably give it 4 then. 3.5 to 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a pretty good score in my book.
It is indeed. Yes. Again, I didn't have any sauce with it, so maybe it could have been improved or.
Maybe it would have ruined it.
Yes, perhaps, yes. But no, it was a delicious mixture. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Tony.
No worries. Thank you, Gabrielle.